All right, let's get down to the business this morning, and that is producer Porkchop. Last night, we went out to Team Trivia. It was his birthday, so went on a school night, and this happened.
All right. The answer was 275. And the team that got the closest without going over was Happy Birthday Porkchop.
Yeah!
Yep, so we won ourselves some team trivia. Not too shabby, if
nice work, gentlemen.
If you ask me.
Thank you for the invite, although you didn't give it to me till like 8, almost 8, and I was definitely like in my pajamas.
We won a $50 gift card last night. Didn't we say we'd shout out the girl that did the trivia? What was her name? Was it?
I don't know why you're asking if I don't remember it now. Way to put me on the spot. Now we look like jerks.
Was it Kaylee?
So it's your birthday night.
Michaela?
Yeah.
So in the morning, you pounded some White Claws because that's what you wanted for your birthday.
Yes, yesterday morning, yep.
And then what did you do all day? Did you nap?
Yeah, I definitely went home and took a nap. And then mine and Joe's friend Chad, he wanted to go out to trivia.
Okay.
And then like he said, he couldn't. And then last minute at 7 o'clock, everyone was like, hey, let's go.
So this morning, Joe and I get in and we're prepping, doing the show, stuff for the show. And we're like, where's Porkchop? And then we just wait and we wait. It's like he's usually the first one here, typically. So we're like, this is odd. And then we're like, okay, should we call him? We don't want to be mean, but we wanted to make sure you were still alive.
Yeah, so we've never had you come in this late in the morning.
Joe dials the phone, and then Joe, what happened?
He gives me an awkward,
Hello.
Hi.
No, I think the first
guys,
thing.
I'm coming. I'll be there.
He was like trying to like hang up on me. I'm like, dude, are you okay?
Clearly he's still in bed. Clearly he's not at his own house. I could decipher that right away. You're in someone else's bed.
So
maybe not.
Yes, he was.
Like when I picked up, I'm like, Porkchop, hello, are you there?
Time to run inside.
I'm like, who is this?
No.
He's like, I'll be there soon. You guys, the intern's coming. Somebody let Chloe in.
The first thing I said is, I am so sorry. I'm on my way right now. I said I'll be there in 5 minutes, but I don't think I made it for like 20 minutes. But I don't know. So, yeah, yesterday was my birthday, so I went out and I don't know.
We went out last night in team trivia. And by the way, Mackenzie, if you could silence your phone, I know we...
No, this is your payback for giving out my cell phone number. I realized it was my box of shame punishment, but I would have taken tic-tac-toe face, I said. You gave it out, so you have to deal.
Okay, so anyways, back to the actual topic at hand.
Okay, so he comes in and he's like, guys, I did something last night.
Now, let me just say, if you don't know me, if this is your first time listening, I like to pride myself on just doing things right.
Very hard worker, this one.
Yeah, I don't really like to break rules. I like to do things right. I like to be a good person, make people happy. And I don't know. I did something last night that I've never done before.
Well, first of all, too, being late, you were bragging to one of our coworkers, Dustin. You're like, man, I'm never late to work. I'm usually one of the first ones there. Like, I'm really the best. And that happened today. So, like, that's a bad on you. But that's not the thing that we're talking about. You knew that you had to work today.
Right.
And we were out to like at least 10:15. And then you went out and did what?
I went out and had a lot of drinks. I mean, it was my birthday. I went out to the bar.
People giving you shots.
Yeah, I had shots and drinks and shots. And I guess I was pretty drunk last night.
I will say he rolled in same clothes he was wearing yesterday.
Yeah, dude,
you reek of
booze.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like, yeah.
Chloe, our poor intern over here, is going to start crying. She's going to be like, somebody please spray Febreze on him. He's so stinky. Where'd you stay?
I went out with some friends last night and I ended up, the friends were like, hey, like stay at our house.
Where did you sleep?
I mean, like in a friend's bed.
Look at him. Just like,
in a friend's bed. You slept in a friend's bed.
Well, where was I going to sleep?
At home?
I was going to Uber home, but they're like, no, it's okay. Like come sleep at our house.
When you woke up, were you like, where am I?
Oh, no. When I woke up, I was well aware of where I was and that I was 30 minutes late for work already.
What did you do last night with this person?
Nothing. It was a friend. I slept in a... I literally did not, I swear.
You slept in a bed with a person? Guy,
what did you do for the first time last night?
I have never done, like, an illegal... I don't think it's illegal. I don't know. What is it? What did I... I took a
drugs
half.
Are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Okay.
If you do them, you're bad.
So
I took half
he comes
of an
in.
Adderall
and he's
pill.
Like, Mackenzie, did drugs last night. And I was like, what? And I was so mad at him because he's my little chops. I was like, tell me exactly what you put in your body. And it comes to find out he took half of an Adderall, which you really made me believe you did like cocaine or like something crazy or like meth
college
or something terrible.
Love alcohol. Yep. Hip hop and Adderall.
So he took half of a capsule of an Adderall with his, which is a prescription medicine, which you should not take
controlled
if it's
substance.
Not prescribed to you, but it's treated, they use it for like ADHD, narcolepsy, and so on.
And I feel like I have the complete opposite of ADHD.
Like it made
right?
you go to sleep?
Yeah. So I don't know, is that bad? Did I do something bad?
Yeah.
I like that you felt that you had to confess that to me.
I just don't understand that as an adult, you're 31 now, you should have your life somewhat figured out of like responsibilities, that you went out and drank and partied on a weeknight and you had work the
next
day.
But it was his birthday.
Mackenzie.
So that's okay for him to go
no,
out
it's
and
not.
Live it off.
No, it's not.
However, I don't think that
833-563-2539. If you're an adult 18 or 80 and you know you have work the next day, is it okay to go out there and get this drunk to pop a pill?
But it's and half of Adderall. It's let's like let's
does anybody
not
think
say
that's okay?
Because
I think like you like what were you thinking?
I literally don't know.
But he can't stop smiling, and he had a heck of a time.
Yeah,
last
something
night.
Else happened. I don't know why you're not telling us the truth because I can tell whether you say something or not. Something went down last night.
Are
Nothing
you pregnant?
Went down last night.
Are you pregnant?
I told Mackenzie the truth while you were out of the room.
Yeah.
Did
I was
anything
like,
go down
last
night?
Give me the dirty deets.
Did your clothing come off at all last
no.
night?
No.
Did somebody else's
no.
clothing come
he
off last night?
He said he didn't hook up last night.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't believe yes. Porkchop for a minute.
He woke
here.
Up in a compromising position. Let's just put it that way.
What position was that?
In bed with a pillow?
833-563-2539.
Pillow is a dude.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you got your radio turned down. Who is this?
Allison.
Allison, have you heard Pork Chop's night last night?
Yes.
What do you think about that? Is that acceptable?
I mean, honestly, who hasn't done something crazy on, you know,
your
when
birthday.
They have work the next day?
Right.
Yeah, and it was his birthday, but he definitely got laid.
Oh, you think he did?
No, I swear I did.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Did you get some booty?
No, I tell Mackenzie the truth. Did I last night?
It's weird that you didn't.
Hold on
though.
A second.
Like, I'm shocked.
What's your name again on the phone?
I think you're telling me a partial
Allison.
Truth.
Allison.
Swear to Allison right now, because if you're lying, she should never listen again. Tell Allison the truth. Did you
Allison,
get some booty or not?
I swear to you, I'm telling the truth. I did not.
And I think he's no. actually bummed about it.
I'm sorry, Allison. I think
no.
he's lying to you, too.
No.
I think he's lying, too.
Because he was with a cutie.
I mean, I listen to you guys every morning, and I feel like he's lying.
I feel like you're
oh,
lying to
on.
All of us, Pork Chop.
I'm not lying.
The way you woke up this morning tells me different.
Yes. 833-563-2539.
And you're wearing your clothes from yesterday.
Good morning. Yeah, that's like the walk of shame. Who is this?
Brittany.
Do you think Pork Chop got some booty last night?
I think Pork Chop might have got something last night, but I don't think he was in the wrong getting messed up on his birthday.
You don't think it's wrong to get messed up when you know you have work the next day and then come into work late?
Well, here's the thing.
It was his birthday. It's just one day of year.
And everyone knows I'm a responsible person. I
yes.
came in and I feel like I did a good job
hey,
today
Chops,
besides being late.
I'm cutting you slack because I get it.
Thank you.
And at least he made it there because most people that go to work, I mean, go get messed up on their birthday and have to work the next day. Don't show up to work the next
True
day.
True that. He could have called in sick.
Wow. I can't believe how many people we are like just accepting this bad behavior and condoning it.
But I was fine at work this morning.
833-563-2539. 833-563-2539. Hey, thanks for hanging on. What's your name?
This is Demi.
What
hey,
do you want to say?
What's up, guys?
Not much. We're trying to figure out if it's acceptable that Pork Chop, knowing it was a weekday, he went out last night on his birthday. He got lit. We think he got some booty. We don't know. He woke up at another house. He's actually in work right now in the same clothing he had on yesterday.
He did the walk of shame, but it's all good because it was his birthday. We got to cut him some slack. He lived it up last night.
I can't believe as a mother you're saying this is okay.
Because it was his birthday. It's not like he
okay,
does this all the time.
So listen. First of all, yes. If I would say that it's irresponsible, yes. However, he is an adult, and if Pork Chop wanted to go out, and have a blast for his birthday and get a little donkey dog. Pork chop, you can do that.
You know what?
He's grown. Not everybody in here at work, I mean, a grown person has gotten up every morning. That's no different than if you got up for work late. If nothing happened last night and he just walked in and say, oh, I overslept, what's the difference?
You know what? I like you, and I'm going to tell you the truth of what exactly happened last night.
Oh, wait, so he's lying to us?
There's one little detail I did leave out. I doubt you want to know this, but I'll just tell you. I woke up with my hand on...
You're not going to say it.
On a... in a male part.
Okay, TMI, pork chop, like, literally TMI.
You read my mind, well, girl. Everyone, I can't believe you just said that.
Everyone wanted to know if I got booty or not, so.
Hey, here's the thing.
Hey, but don't get your prerogative.
But yes.
Your birthday. Everybody do it up on their birthday. They turn it up however. You coming in late for work is no different than me coming in late for work. And
that's
I overslept. No difference
point.
At all.
Now,
y'all stop putting him on blast.
Thank you.
But now I wonder how many times has Pork Chop done what he did last night, and that's why he's coming late. Like, sorry, guys, I slept in.
Today is...
That's totally none of your bizwack.
Ooh, thank you. I've been here for a year. This is exactly 1 year I've been on the show, and that's only the second time that I've went out on a work night came in like that.
I think it's so cute. It must be something about my face, because he's like, Mackenzie. And when he comes in, he like has to confess all of his sins from last night to me. And I'm not judging you. I love you. Like, I want you to live it up and live your life.
And I do not condone what I did to anyone. Like, I mean, I'm telling you,
I've never done a drug
or anything like illegal like that. Like, I don't know.
It's okay.
I'm not going to do it again, though.
Here's Pork Chop last night.
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
What is that?
It's Gunther.
That's amazing.
Joanna, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what do you want to say about Pork Chop's reckless lifestyle?
Okay, that's very reckless. He's 31 years old.
Hey, Joanna, I want to hear you, but you gotta talk right in your phone and make sure your hands or fingers aren't covering up the receiver. Now, what about him?
I said he's 31 years old. He should have known what he was doing. It's very reckless. I seriously don't think he remembers what he did after taking that pill.
I think you're right.
I know. I remember.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I told you, I woke up with my hand on a D, okay?
Oh, my God.
TMI.
Okay, so you do remember. So you knew what you were doing. So you knew it was wrong because you had to be at work the next day. And then you show up with the same cologne.
He definitely did the walk of shame. Yes.
The people that I went out drinking with suggested that I stay over their house to be safe, so I did that.
You're an adult that's 31 years old. Your job is one of the most responsible, needed jobs in the world. You're supposed to be the first one here.
Okay, let's not go that far, Joe.
No, Mackenzie, he is...
Well, I guess the only good thing is that he wasn't drinking and driving.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be one of the dumbest things you could ever do.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
That's the only good thing that came out of this.
He Ubered to work.
Drunk.
Classy move.
But he was drunk at work.
But that
still
was a good thing, of course.
So maybe he's still drunk right now?
Possibly.
I don't know. I've got the breathalyzer.
Do it. Blow.
We're this far in the game. Should I blow it?
Blow it right now.
All right, yes. It takes 13 seconds, so maybe, I don't know, tease the garbage or something?
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
All right. Beyonce's dad gets a bad diagnosis and Matt Damon's major regret. Okay, he's doing it right now, the breathalyzer.
There's always something in his mouth.
Oh my gosh, guys.
He's acting now.
No,
he's a terrible actor.
No, it's a 0.06.
Oh my gosh, guys.
No, he just still blew a 0.06.
You should have... What the heck was it this morning at like 6 a.m.?
Maybe it's broken.
You know what? Let's just get into the garbage right now because I don't have time for this. All right, Mackenzie, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, here we go.